Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to an official DJ Christo Mixtape.
DJ Christo.
Christo.
Now I say you what? I'm more, 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 I
DJ Christo. DJ Christo.
Westin get the wounding and even Antiana. Michel was said, and then the MC.
I'm not a man. the dummy. A day, a water. A die away. A diamond sassy. Yes, we shall die to dummy. A day, a water. A die away. A diamond sassy. Would die when he near more. Bell, yes, he if you find me bonnie, me now. One journey bonnie, oh. One journey, mumu, yo, yo. Yes, you don't know me. Ube, uji, me, kwa. Oh, yes, you way. Into me, uji, awoka. Into me, demi, mumu, na. Ma, we, rade. Ujai, wahini, ewa. Bawya, zimu. Bam me bonnie mina. One gen me bonnie oh. One gen me mumu yo yi. Yes, we would on the sea. Be wo jim me kwa. Oh, yes, we. Into me nja waka. Into me de ni wo yi na. Ma we ladi. Yes, we would on the sea.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. You are now tuned in to the overflow. We thank God for the overflow of praise live right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, Angel of Melody. So I go by Angel of Melody and Angel on Deck as well. So today we're going to go with Angel of Melody. And we just thank God for that great, great gospel mix that we have heard of our brother, DJ Crystal. We thank God for DJ Crystal with the various artists on today. I'm telling you, I'm just grateful, grateful about what God is doing and how he's steady yet moving by his spirit. So once again, God bless you, DJ Crystal. We love you. We thank God for your life. I'm telling you, we were blessed by that awesome, awesome music. And right now, we just want to give a shout out to all of Africa on today from A to Z. God bless you. To all of the United States, God bless you. To all of UK and Italy, we want to say God bless to Hong Kong. We want to say God bless to everybody on this morning. We just thank God for your life today. Also, we want to give a shout out to those of you that are listening in right now in Brazil and Australia, we want to say God bless. In Dominica, God bless you. In Trinidad and Tobago, Barbados, Jamaica, we want to say God bless to you as well. Everybody that is listening in right now, we just want to say happy Sunday to you. And God bless. God bless you. Richard Ando, listening in right now, God bless you. Also, my cousin, Prophetess Tony, I thank God for her. We're looking forward to next week. We got to get a day and time set for next week, but we're going to have her and our brother, G-Man, from Ghana, to be on with us one day next week, praying and ministering the word of God live on the airwaves. So we will keep you all posted on what day and what time we're going to all have that going on. Also, I just want to say today is going to be a great program on today. We have some great music that you're going to be hearing from my brother Sonny Badu, Paul Avery, also Joe Praise. We have Kwesi T. Eagles. We thank God for him there in Ghana. You're going to hear some music from them, and not only by them, but also you're going to hear a great, powerful word today of our brother Bishop Kibi Atu, also from Ghana, but he resides in Virginia. And we thank God for him on today. We thank the Lord for his ministry. We thank God for the word that God has given him in this hour. We just thank the Lord for it. So right now we're gonna go to it. A great music on today, a great program on today that you're gonna hear. I'm telling you, I'm excited about what you're about to hear. And so once again, we thank you for tuning in to the Overflow of Praise right here on the Angels of Melody with your host today, Angel of Melody. And we just thank the Lord for all of you listening in. So right now we're going to get started with our overflow. I'm not going to be doing too many interruptions. Who you're going to hear now is Sonny Badu. We're going to start off with him. And he has a great song that is rocking the charts called Not By Power. And then also we have Son of David. And right after Sonny Badu, then we're going to go to Paul Avery. And then right after Paul Avery, we're going to be doing a few songs of Joe Praise. We're going to do Sonny Badu first. That's how we'll do it. Then we'll go over to Joe Praise. And then from Joe Praise to Paul Avery. And the reason why I did it in that order, because right after Paul Avery, it goes right into Bishop Kibi. So that's how we're going to do that. And then after we hear Bishop Kibi, then we're going to hear Kwesi T. Eagles there in Ghana. And then if we have any more time, then we can, get a few more artists in. But it's very important that we hear this great message by the man of God today. And so right now we're going to start it off with Sonny Badu. And then we're going to be back in a few minutes.
Does anybody feel fire tonight? Is anybody ready for the fire to consume? Is anybody ready for the consuming fire? The fire of God is being released in Acton Chapel, Virginia tonight. I want you to put your hands together, and I want you to welcome the worshipers.
Somebody make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I can't hear you. Somebody scream. Are you ready to praise God right now? Are you ready to praise God right now? Let me hear you say yes. Let me hear you say yes.
It's not by power. continue to pray and to worship. Amen.
Son of David,
right. That was powerful right there. That was Sonny Badu. We want to give a shout out to him on today. God bless you, dear. We love you. I'm telling you, those songs are powerful. I'm telling you, that's one of my favorite Son of David. My God, we thank God for that song. And we just thank the Lord for the other song we heard, Not By Power. And so now we're going to Joe Praise. I'm telling you, we thank God for Joe Praise on this morning. We want to give him a shout out as well. God bless you, Joe. We thank God for your life. We thank God for what he is doing in your life. We just thank God for this great music that we're going to hear of Joe Praise. So we're coming with a few selection of his, starting us off of his song, It's Victory Today. And then right after that, we got a couple of more songs by him. And then after that, we're going straight to Paul Avery and then to our bishop. I'm telling you, I'm excited about what God is doing. So here we go right now with Joe Praise, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's give it up for Jesus as we make work. Joe Praise.
as I turn it around.
Through with you yet. Open your eyes and see what I see.
Jesus, I receive the sign of the Lord.
Telling you, we thank God. We're giving him all the praise and all the honor and glory. And I'm telling you, I'm just excited about what God is doing. That was Joe Praise. And we want to give a shout out. God bless you, Joe Praise. We love you. I'm telling you, we thank God for your life. I'm telling y'all, it's getting hotter and hotter on here. We thank the Lord for his many blessings. Right now, we're going over to Paul Avery. Yes, I'm telling you, we thank God for Paul Avery, and we're about to go ahead and play his music as well. We thank God he has a song, Be Not Afraid, and You Are My God. And I'm telling you, I'm excited about what we're about to hear, but we thank God. And right after him, we're going to go right to Bishop Kibiatu. I'm telling you, he has a powerful message. A very powerful message entitled, There Is a Lifting. We're going to hear as much of it as possible before we go off. And so right now, we're going over to Paul Avery right now. There's a short prayer that Bishop Kibiatu did. It was called the Be Not Afraid. And it's so awesome because right after that, we're going right into the song, Be Not Afraid, of Paul Avery. And then we're going to hear You Are My God. And the next voice after Paul, we're going to hear Bishop Kibiatu. And ending us off will be Kwesi T. Eagles there in Ghana. I'm telling y'all, I'm excited. So let's go and hear this great music of our brother Paul Avery, and then we're going over to Bishop Kibiatu, and we will be right back.
May the Spirit of God lift up your spirit. May your spirit be pregnant with boldness, with courage, with strength, with power. May your enemies be afraid of you. May you intimidate the intimidator. May you threaten the threaterer. May you have victory and dominion over every power of fear. From today, we break the shackles of fear. We declare that you will attempt new things. We declare that you will do the impossible. We declare that you will be a sign, a wonder, a miracle, a testament, a testimony. You will not be afraid anymore. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of fear. Root that in guilt. Root that in shame. Root that in sin. Root that in failure. Root that in your mouth. We command you.
All right, that's powerful. I'm telling you, I had to interrupt for a minute. Real briefly, I want to do this real briefly, really briefly, real quick. We want to say happy birthday to the founder and leader of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bishop, I think, Doc Howard Mills. May God's presence never depart from him, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, man of God. Happy birthday to you. And we just know that God is going to continue to do more and more and more of greatness in your life. God bless. All right. Now we just heard Bishop Kibiatu and Be Not Afraid prayer. Now we're going over to Paul Avery and Be Not Afraid and Then You Are My God. And the next voice after that, we will hear Bishop Kibiatu bringing us the word of God.
Trust in Him. Be not afraid. Only trust in Him. Oh, be not afraid. Only trust in Him. Oh, be not afraid. Only trust in Him. Can you help me say,
be not afraid?
Come on, lift it up. Only trust in Him.
Only trust in Him.
Be not afraid.
Be not afraid.
Only trust in Him.
Only trust in Him.
Listen, listen. Your faith in me, you hold. Your life is in His hands.
Oh,
Come on, clap your hands. Come on. Come on, clap those hands. Come on, somebody give God some glory in His grace.
The living God, Lord, we acknowledge You. Son of the living truth, Lord, we adore You.
Come on, help me say,
Son of the living God. Lord, we acknowledge You.
Come on, lift it up.
Son of the living,
Son of the living,
Lord, we adore You. Like the deer pants for the water, that my soul. Oh,
Bishop. He sends his love. I know he was with you guys just last Sunday. And amen. And I know we'll be coming back soon. Amen. I want you to pray for the one whose hands you're holding, that tonight God will give them a listening ear, that they will hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church, that it will not be church as usual, but that God will impact them in a significant way. Pray that God will touch them, heal them, empower them, strengthen them, to the end that his name will be glorified in their lives. Open your mouth and just pray. Father, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in this great house and what you're doing in the lives of every man and woman under the sound of my voice. I ask that you will move sovereignly, supernaturally, powerfully, that as your word comes forth, as your word proceeds with power and authority unhindered, that lives will be changed, families will be healed, that there will be transformation, renewal, revival, that you will move and heal the sick, that yokes and bondages will be destroyed, that burdens will be lifted, that the word of the Lord will have a free course, that you will release an unusual anointing that will bring great transformation in this region and in the nations of our world. We thank you and we bless you. We give you all glory, honor, and praise for what you're getting ready to do in our midst. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to thank the Marguerite and all the leadership. Keith, Rachel, your hospitality is awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Whenever we come, you take good care of us. Thank you so much. Put your hands together for them. They're doing a wonderful job. The Bible declares that the sons of Issachar had understanding of times and seasons, and they knew what Israel ought to do. And tonight I'm about to share something very powerful that has to do with this season. Because when you understand the season that you're in, you know what to do and what to expect and how to carry yourself. Are you with me tonight? When it's winter time, you dress warm. I know I was happy when I was coming down to Orlando. I had to just, you know, I was excited because I didn't have to wear all the overcoat and all the heavy stuff. I told my armor bearer, I'm coming to a warm place. I don't need this. When I come back, you can meet me at the airport with it, but I'm going to a very warm place. And whenever you understand the season, it helps you to know what to do. Amen? And 2013 is a very prophetic year. It's a season that requires understanding to know what to do and how to carry yourself. Amen? This year is the year of the rise and the fall. Amen? This year, some are going to rise and some are going to fall. And it's very important that you understand the season that you're in, so that when certain things start happening, you don't get surprised, you don't get shocked, you don't get frustrated because of what is happening around you. When you have understanding, David said, 1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. Why? Because I am a covenant child of God, and only with my eyes will I see the reward of the wicked. But it's very important to understand what the basis of your covenant relationship with God, what your basic relationship with God is, rooted in the covenant that you have with God, so that you can understand what is required of you and what you need to do. If you hear me, say, I hear you. The number 13 is a very odd number. It doesn't matter how you add up 13, it's always an odd number and an even number coming together to form the number 13. Can I do a little teaching before I preach tonight? All right. 13 is 7 plus 6. 7 is a divine number. 7 is a number of perfection. 6 is the number of man. Are you with me tonight? 666 is the number for the Antichrist. Are you with me tonight? Whenever you have 6 and 7, you have that which is perfect and then that which is natural. This year, a lot of things are going to happen that will reveal the best of God and also the works of the enemy. And it's very important to understand that so that prophetically you can position yourself in a place where you can give God his best and experience the best of God regardless of what is happening around you. Come with me to Job chapter 22, verse 29. Job 22:29. Are you there? It says, when men are what? Cast down, then thou shalt say, there is a lifting up. And he shall save the humble person. He shall deliver the island of the innocent, and it is delivered by the pureness of thine hands. And so we see here two things happening. One, there is a cast down. There is a fall. There are negative things happening. But yet, it says that whilst that is happening, you, the covenant child of God, is going to say, there is a lifting up. And he says that he shall save the humble person. This year, some will fall and some will rise. But you and I who are covenant children are part of those who will be rising. And we will not just be part of those who will be rising, but will be the solution and the answer and the remedy that the world around us needs. Whenever you see the number 13 in the scriptures, it connotes rebellion. The first time the number 13 is mentioned in the Bible, it was synonymous with rebellion. Now, if you're a student of the Word of God and you understand the law of first mention or the importance or significance of something being mentioned first in the scriptures, you know that it has symbolism, it has meaning, and it has significance. Come with me to Genesis 14. Verse 4, because the first time the number 13 was mentioned in the Bible, it was tied to rebellion. Genesis 14, verse 4. It says, 12 years they served Sodom. And in the 13th year, what happened? Oh, talk to me. What happened? They rebelled. This was the first time the number 13 was mentioned in the Bible. And it was tied to rebellion. Now, whenever you search through the scriptures, numbers have significance. Numbers have meaning. And it will blow your mind as you investigate to understand what the number 13 means, because usually when you see names of people, even in the scriptures, it points to their destiny. It points to their assignment. For example, Jesus Christ is called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And when he showed up, his assignment was to reveal God to us and to show us that God is with us. Are you with me? Whenever you see names in the Hebrew, it is not like the English, because the Hebrew alphabets also have numbers attached to it. Can I do this tonight? For example, when you go to a shop and you start buying stuff, you don't just pick up stuff. There's a price that comes with the stuff. And that tells you what you can get and what you cannot get. So everything in a shop has a price tag to it. Are you with me? And when you get to the counter, you pay for it. So far as the shop is concerned, they need that amount of money to give you what you need. In the same way, in the Hebrew, it's not just alphabets like A, B, and C, like we have in English. In the Hebrew, it comes with numbers. And when you track the bloodline of all those who were used mightily by God in the Bible, most of them, their names were multiples of eight. From Elijah to Joel to all, you look, take your time and study the prophets. But when you look at also those who rebelled and those who walked in all kinds of wickedness, most of their names were either connected to the number 13 or multiples of 13. When you look at the word rebellion in the Bible, in the Hebrew, apostasy, defection, corruption, disintegration, revolution, all of them are tied to the number 13. When you look at names like Judas Iscariot in the Bible, Haman, all of them, when you add up their names, it either comes to 13 or they are multiples of 13. As a matter of fact, Cain, his whole bloodline, when you add up the names of all those who are descendants from the bloodline of Cain, most of them, their names add up to multiples of 13. When you look at those who come from the bloodline of Seth, most of them, their names add up to multiples of 8. What I'm talking about is a serious thing. When you look even at the Canaanite tribes, all the different tribes that God mandated the children of Israel to destroy and to wipe out, from the Havites to the Girgashites and all the other ites, the Hittites, most of them, when you look at the root meaning of their names and you add up the numbers, it comes to 13. When you look at Hebrew, the name for Satan in the Hebrew, it adds up to 13. The dragon adds up to 13. Son of perdition, tempter, Belial, all the old serpent, the scapegoat, all of them add up to the number 13. This is not a coincidence. It's by design. This year, they just celebrated the Chinese New Year. In Washington, D.C., Chinatown was packed. And this year, guess what? Is the year, according to the Chinese calendar, is the year of the snake. So it's not by accident that all these things are happening. But those who are students of prophecy and those who have understanding know what is going on and know what to do. This year, one of the main agendas of the enemy is to create rebellion, especially in the body of Christ. Because that is the spirit that is prevailing. That is the spirit at work in this season. And it's very important to have understanding so that even in your own personal life, you know how to walk and how to navigate so that you don't get ensnared. Lift up your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I exercise authority against every spirit of rebellion. Say anything assigned to provoke rebellion in my life, in my camp, in my family, in my finances. Say anything assigned to rebel against the will of God for my life. Say, through the blood of Jesus, I command that assignment arrested. Say, I command that assignment destroyed. Say, I command an end to all such assignments in the name of Jesus. Put your hands together. Give God praise. Come with me to Esther chapter 3. Let's look at something there. Esther chapter 3, from verse 12 to verse 13. Esther 3, from verse 12 to verse 13. Can I have a reader? Okay, I'll just go for it. It's all right. If you're there, say amen. Esther 3, from verse 12. It says, then were the king's scribe called on when? Oh, talk to me. On when? The 13th day of when? The first month. And there was written according to all that Haman had commanded unto the king's lieutenants and to the governors that were over every province and to the rulers of every people of every province according to the writing thereof and to every people after their language. In the name of King Ahasuerus was it written and sealed with the king's ring. And the letters were sent by post into all the king's provinces to what? Destroy, to kill, and to cause to what? Perish. If the Bible you have is yours, underline destroy, kill, cause to perish. Who? All Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in what? One day, even upon what? The 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, and to take spoil of them for a prey. Now, look at me for a minute. This joker called Haman plans to annihilate God's people. It's very clear that he was on Satan's payroll. Because all the things that he intended to do are the job description of the devil. Kill, destroy, cause to perish, and attack God's people. But look at what happened. The plan was hatched on the 13th day of the first month. It's like planning something on 13th of January. And then the day of the execution of the assignment was also the 13th day of the 12th month. Now, how is this coincidence? How does it happen that he plans the thing on the 13th day of all the days that this could have been planned? He planned it on the 13th day. And then he chose a 13th day, 12 months down the road, to be the day when the agenda is executed. Now, when you are a student that understands times and seasons, you know that this is not an accident. Because the number 13 is designed to create a conducive environment for certain activities to take place that favors the devil's interest. Lift up your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Anything the enemy has planned in this 13th year against my life, my family, this house, this church, my pastor, my loved ones, my finances, my health, my future, my destiny. Say, by the blood of Jesus, I command that assignment arrested. Say, I command, let the assignment backfire. Say, backfire. Say, backfire. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands together and give God praise. So, Satan embarks on a journey in the 13th year to wipe out the entire Jewish race in one day all over the nations of the world.
And it was set so that the plan that the devil has to abort God's redemptive agenda will be intercepted. But God is smarter. God is wiser. God is all-knowing. Before the enemy moved, God had already moved two steps ahead of him. This year, before the enemy makes a move, you will be two steps ahead. You didn't hear what I said? I said before he plans, you will know what he is planning. You will be two steps ahead. You will not be overtaken by surprise. Nothing will sneak up on you. Before they think you have thought, before they move, you will move. You didn't hear what I said? Whatever the enemy has intended this year is going to backfire. Anybody that plans anything against the church is going to fail. I said it will not succeed. It will not prosper. Somebody say, no weapon. Say, no weapon formed against me this year shall prosper. Say, nothing. Say, no thing shall by any means hurt me. Say, no evil. Say, no evil shall come near my dwelling. Say, by the blood of Jesus, I claim immunity from every evil in Jesus' name. Put your hands together. Give God praise. In occult signs of numerology, it is said that he who understands the number 13 will be given power and dominion. The number 13 is a number for upheaval. It's also the number for destruction. And those who dabble in the occult, they understand what I'm talking about. But the number 13, when you submit to God, also becomes a number of rising, a number of elevation, a number of promotion, a number of fruitfulness, a number of lift, and a number of blessing. That's why this year, unlike any other year, is supposed to be a year where you and I are totally committed to God's agenda. You can't live this year one foot in, one foot out. It's not going to work. You may have done it last year, but this year don't try it, because it's a dangerous year. Whenever rebellion is at work, rebellion and witchcraft goes together. And so when you see your children misbehaving, don't try to use force and pressure to compel them to change. Because rebellion can't deal with rebellion for success to happen. You need another spirit to be able to bind the spirit of rebellion and bring it under divine subjection. Can we do some work tonight? First rule is to submit under God's authority. Come with me quickly, if I have a reader ready, to Matthew 8. Matthew chapter 8. From verse 5.
He entered Capernaum. A centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly. And he said to him, I will come and heal him. But the centurion replied, Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority.
You can stop right there.
Okay.
The centurion came to Jesus with a need. He was outside of the covenant. And he needed a miracle not for himself, but for his servant. 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 And the Bible says that Jesus wanted to come and pray for his servant. And he said, I am a man under authority. I only have authority because I am under authority. Anybody that claims to have authority who is not under any authority is a very dangerous person to deal with. This year, you can't be under anybody that is not under authority, because they will destroy you. As a matter of fact, the reason why there's a lot of abuse, even in the body of Christ, is because we have leaders who are not accountable to anybody. I thank God for Pastor Paula's life. I give God praise for her life. Because she's one of the most powerful and yet submissive women of God that I've ever come across in all of my travels with the Archbishop. For over 20 years now, I've met a lot of powerful people, but she's one of a kind. And one thing I realized with her is that she understands authority and she understands her place. And you see, when you are under a leader like that, your life and your destiny is secure. Because you see, you don't just have to deal with them. There are authorities that work with them to make sure that even when there's an issue that cannot be resolved between the two, somebody else can step in and help out the situation. Let me put it this way. If, for example, you run out and you just get married and you do a Las Vegas wedding drive-through, okay, you meet this guy, you know, fall in love overnight, you don't tell your parents, you don't tell your friends, you don't tell nobody, you just do a drive-through, you just get married, and then you start life. When you have a problem and the two of you cannot resolve it, nobody else can say anything, because when the relationship began, it was just the two of you. You didn't present yourself as anybody that was under any authority. So whenever the two of you can't resolve an issue, it's over. But if you meet somebody, then you introduce them to your parents. Then you get to meet their parents. You fill out the family. You meet your pastor or your shepherd. You go through counseling. You go through the proper channel. When there's a disagreement, you know that it's not just between the two of you. You can invite your parents, or you can invite your counselor, or you can invite your pastor to step in, because the authority has been given based on the relationship for them to be able to speak concerning the issue. Are you with me? When you are under a leader or anybody that does not answer to anybody, you are in serious trouble. Because the day something goes wrong, nobody else can help you. Amen. I thank God that New Destiny is in a great place. Amen. Oh, you're not clapping. I thank God that you have a leader that is so under authority that all they have to do is to speak to the Lord on your behalf. They don't even have to come to your house. They don't have to know where you live. You see, when you are under authority, there are things that happen for you that don't happen for other people. Jesus didn't even have to come. All he had to do was speak the word, and the healing power of God went into motion. Come with me to 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3. We're still talking about submission. The only antidote to rebellion is submission. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3.
But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God.
So we see here that the head of every man is what? Oh, talk to me. It's what? And the head of the woman is who? And the head of Christ is who? So we see that even Jesus Christ is under authority. This year, you can't allow any man
to come your way and deceive you and waste your time. Not this year. This is for free. I'm not a visitor here. I told you I'm part of the family. This is your year of supernatural fruitfulness. Nobody can waste your time this year. Are you with me? If you're a woman, you have to be sure who your head is. And make sure that the head is sound.
Amen. Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
God operates supernaturally where authority is in place. Whenever there is authority and there is order, there is healing, there is life, there is progress, there is development, there is blessing. The head of the woman is the man. You cannot rebel against your man. No. Hello?
Amen.
Hello? And you see, if he decides to get out of line, because you are in submission, you can refer to his head, which is Christ. To bring him into order.
Amen.
Are you with me tonight?
Amen. Amen.
You see, when you are in authority, there are certain battles you have battled. And you have the audacity to fight those battles because you know who is behind you. You see, you can't be in rebellion and fight rebellion. It doesn't work. You have to be in submission, then you can deal with rebellion. Come with me to the book of James. James chapter 4, verse 7.
Submit yourselves, therefore, to God.
Submit to who?
God.
Submit to who?
God.
And then you do what?
Resist the devil.
Uh-huh.
And he will flee from you.
He will flee from you. You see, if you don't submit to God, you can resist the devil all you want, but he's not going anywhere. If you submit to God, you resist the devil, and he has no choice but to flee. You can't take up rebellion when you yourself are in rebellion. So, even in the home front, for children to be in alignment, you yourself must be in alignment. I tell men all the time, I said, sometimes in counseling, I ask them, say, no, sometimes they come and say, you know, my wife is acting crazy, she's not listening, she's doing this, she's doing that, she's throwing tantrums. So the first thing I ask them is, how is your relationship with God? Because our relationship with God is a bride and a bridegroom relationship. So even though we are men, as a part of the church, we are his bridegroom.
Amen.
Are you with me tonight?
Amen.
And so the way we act with God is how those who are under us as men will also react with us.
Amen.
You can't sow one thing and reap something else. So if you are drinking, acting crazy, going off, screaming all the time, shouting all the time, not being responsible, it gives room that breeds rebellion.
Amen.
It's all quiet in here. I'm going to leave tomorrow anyway, so let me just download this thing and go. But for the most part, sometimes we complain about rebellion when in actual fact there are areas in our lives that we're also rebelling against God. And I'm taking my time to break this down because of the year that we find ourselves in. Because one of the principal spirits that will be fighting and contending with the church, the body of Christ this year, is the spirit of rebellion. And it's important to understand that submission is the key to our breakthrough in God this year. The Bible says, submit one to another. So we have a responsibility to walk in submission even towards one another. As a child of God, we submit to God. We submit to parental authority. We submit to civil authority. We submit to the God authority in our lives, whether it's our pastors or our bishops or those that have oversight over us. And we also submit one to another. When we walk in submission, God will lift us up. God will promote us. God will honor us, and he will bless us. If you believe it, put your hands together and give God praise.
All right, we thank God. I'm telling y'all, we thank God for that powerful message on today. We're going to hear some more of it in a later date, but we thank God that was Bishop Atu. We thank God, Bishop Kibi Atu, in that great message called There Is a Lifting. And we thank you all for tuning in as well today, listening on this week. Links will be posted. Always know that God loves you, and the angel of melody, angel on death, loves you too. God bless. Have a wonderful day. Ending us off is Kwesi T. Eagles. God bless you.
Mucheza, Mozie na Beduni, Awe Beneza, Oye Wadom, Name Wadom. Is Adam yen? Am I thinking na no ya Adam? Musheza, Ozie na beduni, Ebenezer, Oye wadum, Yame wadum. Na is Adam yen? Am I thinking na no ya wadum? Adam, Adam. Am I thinking na no oyadom? Mosheza, the rascals in a bedunio. Christo, oyewadom, ame wadom, na isadom yen. Am I thinking na no oyadom? Razi. Oye, Wadom, Yame, Wadom, Na Isa Tumien, Ama Yesi, Zayatia, and Oye, Wadom, Bom Shesa, Yesuzia, Bedunyeo, Ohine, Wadom, Yame, Wadom, Na Isa Tumien, Ama Yesi, Quimpla, No, Ye, Wadom, Atom, oh.